welcome to a new episode of the Power Broke Girls. Hey. I'm Sudi.
And I'm Michelle.
And we have two lovely guests. I am so excited about this one.
Yes.
Frederick Helm is in the back. Say hello, Fred.
Oh, my earring just fell. My earring was really excited. And this is Fran. Fran Kravitz. Not related to Lenny Kravitz.
Or I ask you that all the time if you're related to him.
Pardon?
Lenny Kravitz.
That's a long story.
That's so awesome. So these are our friends. Yes. I met Fran a few years ago because she's also an amazing freaking actress. Please follow her Facebook page. Can I do a shameless plug right now? Fran Kravitz. I know you didn't ask me to, but I'm doing it anyway. So I met her a couple years ago and we met Fred.
Yeah, we met Fred at work. He's awesome. He's also in the film industry.
Sound design. So we're all in the industry
a little bit. Yeah, but that's not what we're here today.
Not today.
Today we are talking about aging.
Ageism.
I know a lot of you guys are afraid of it, but we're going
to get there. It's
inevitable.
Yes. It's better than the alternative, which is death. Anyway, this is going to be a really cheery episode. So we wanted to bring in our guests, a guy and a girl, to get perspective of what does it mean to age?
Yes.
Right? Because if people have the honor of aging, because not everyone does,
not
right?
Yeah,
yeah, that's very true.
So it's a privilege to age.
Yes.
So I kind of want to start off by asking their age.
Yeah.
If you guys don't mind.
Yes.
Okay. Fred Drixon.
53.
And Miss Fran.
60.
Listen, I told her that I need to know what she does, drink her water, whatever. Because she looks bomb.
Right now.
She's amazing.
Right, yeah, now. I did not know Fran was 60. 60 is bomb, though.
Yes.
You remind me of Stevie Nicks a lot.
I love that. I should have worn my little choker going on and everything. I like it. So the question that obviously there's no way to like know how you're gonna get when you get older, right? Like there's no like a secret thing. Like when you get older, you're gonna
look like this and act like that.
Yeah, you don't know. And a lot of people will tell you it's based on like what you eat, health, you work out.
Yes.
Do you guys work out?
No, I used to be.
Yeah, I used to work out like 4 days a week. I was
around what age frame you would say?
Probably about 10 years ago.
Okay.
I was really into fitness.
Yeah.
And just some stuff got in the way and I haven't gotten back to it.
Okay.
So I used to be a hockey player.
Ooh, Brad.
And then like I played hockey for till probably like mid-40s, I'd say.
Oh, wow. So that was less than 10 years ago.
Ice hockey.
Cool.
Mostly roller hockey too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Check you off, right?
And, here's what happened. I stopped because it just was too much money.
Okay, so both of you guys, like, stopped around 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But, like, before that, you guys were very active when it came to exercising. And
I still am. I'm just not doing the same kind of strength training that I was. But
okay,
I'm still out there every day. I mean, I'm walking.
But it's not because of you guys getting older, right? It's not like, my back is hurting, it's not because your body just not working out with you.
No, it's because I'm lazy.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's funny.
Also, like, I do a lot of, exercise in my work. For example, like, some of my jobs is, like, I go surfing with, you know, people. We rock climb.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And with my equipment, you know, so it's like,
heavy.
Yeah.
Even actually, like,
how cool.
Even carrying.
He's going to Mexico in a couple of days.
I live on the fourth floor walk up. So I have to carry my two cases up. They're like 50 pounds each.
Oh, wow. So you feel like you're already doing it throughout your day, no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to, I go to an herbalist.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then he was kind of saying to me, what do you do for exercise? I'm like, I exercise at work. He's like, no. You gotta exercise for fun.
Oh, wow.
Like, you can't just do, like, so if you're like, if you're a welder or something, or you're building stuff, that's a lot of work. It's physical.
Yeah.
Work,
yeah.
But that's not your fun. You have to do some exercise that you like to do.
Do you guys
right.
eat?
What?
Fun? Do you guys eat for fun or do you guys eat for health?
Both.
Both. Yeah.
I probably don't eat enough, to be honest.
You really don't.
Yeah, he's not eating. He doesn't eat more.
Do you find yourself like not being able to? Because I know I love cheese, and I have to stop eating cheese because my fupa is just collecting all the cheese.
And
fupa
is like the layer belly part.
But after menopause.
Okay.
No one's scared here, Fred. You're okay with menopause?
You okay with menopause?
Yeah.
Okay.
the emotional swings.
But no,
I mean, for me, not yours, my own.
The metabolism slows down.
Yeah.
So you have to work twice as hard. It's like you can put on a pound in a day, it'll take you 2 weeks to work it off. So that kind of sucks a
girl,
little.
Girl, I even feel when it comes to drinking, it takes me a whole day.
Oh yeah. After you hit like 24.
Yes. It's a wrap. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You just like
my tolerance is really
Wait,
low.
Yeah. Well, tell me that again. What was
drinking?
That?
When you drink, like it takes me a whole day. I don't know for you, Dustin. For drink, he's good to go again. So, but for me, it takes a whole day to get back.
Yeah. No, partying, I just don't do it anymore. I can't. I just don't want to. It doesn't make me feel good. And then the next day, I'm like.
So you don't feel like you guys are missing out because it's just
a
part of growth as you get older,
right?
Now, as a woman that is now 60, again, she looks bomb.
Yes.
Do people treat you differently than they did 20 years ago, 30 years ago, especially being in the acting industry?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I didn't pursue acting when I was younger.
That's
I stopped
right.
it.
Yeah.
I kind of put it on hold.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm approaching that with such a different attitude that I don't even feel I can safely answer that question.
Okay, totally.
Yeah, but...
Take that acting part
Take the
aside.
Acting part out.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, people do... Getting called ma'am is really weird. You know, somebody goes, yes, ma'am, and I kind of think to myself, I'm not down south. Like, am I a ma'am?
Yeah. And you notice that, like, the older you got, the people were like, wait, do I say, is it ma'am, is it miss, is it miss?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I think, though, I'm pretty young at heart.
Yeah, I know.
Amazing.
I know.
And
that's
just your energy.
Like, the youthful energy.
Yeah.
But do we have to call it youthful? Because...
Does that matter?
Because
it's positive, maybe energy.
Yeah,
it's a positive energy.
Yeah.
Let's not put that word youth in it, right?
Yeah,
because it's saying kind of like people that are older have to act a certain way, and
right?
If they don't, then they're youthful,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like,
does the word old bother you guys? Like if someone says, "Oh, an old lady," or "an older man," or like an older lady.
Thank
here,
goodness so. Nobody's called me an old lady yet.
Mm-hmm. I
think if somebody called me an old lady, I would probably be like, what am I doing wrong that...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I got called an old man just like a week ago. There was like a bar fight and I was trying to break it up.
Yeah.
And some guy hit me, punched me, like he's like two-fisted me in the chest and said, get out of my way, old man.
How did you feel about
what?
That?
I was like, I didn't care. I just wanted him.
Yeah.
He hit me and then he got back from the, you know, the...
So you matter if someone says old, like old
no.
man? No? Doesn't matter to
no.
you?
Nope.
I remember we had a housewarming party and Fred came and one of my friends was like, what's the old guy that was sitting there, his name? And I was like, what? Oh, you're talking about Fred. And
yeah.
I was like, yeah, but I hate even like
yeah.
people.
I think it depends on the context
us.
Though.
Yeah.
I think it depends
okay.
on the context.
So man and the
yeah.
context. Okay. That
yeah.
makes sense. Yeah.
So do you guys see any discrimination the older you guys are getting?
Oh, definitely with work.
Oh.
And not acting.
Not acting.
Not acting.
Oh, okay.
Not acting.
Like what?
Well, because I firmly believe if we're going to just briefly touch on acting.
Yeah.
There's always roles
for
people
everyone,
of every
everybody.
Age.
That's true.
So
for everyone.
That opportunity is I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But in terms of going out into the workforce, so my other life, I designed, developed, and implemented volunteer programs. And I've worked for some major players in nonprofit and for-profit industries. And
she can't talk about it.
No, I'm not. That's not me. It's not me. I'll name drop a law.
Because
I can name drop. But I find now that I want to step back and maybe do it part time. Nobody's interested because they're like, well, but you won't be a director. You're not going to want the job. And
uh-huh.
it's like, no, I'm because you get all in with these titles again.
Gotcha.
And so the low rung is coordinator. And I'm
yeah.
like, no, I just want a part-time coordinator job. And that's what I
yeah.
want.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you won't be happy. Or maybe they're
Is it because they're older, so they feel like
because
you need to have
older.
A higher position?
Yes, that I want more or that I'm going to steal their job.
Which is so
or,
funny because I felt like the older you get, they would want like more youthful people taking
no,
the jobs.
People, yeah.
But that kind of, remember me and Fred, like briefly talked about it, he felt like they discriminated age in his workforce, but for his benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you mind talking about that?
So like I was when I'm doing sound for some jobs and it's an important client, like for like they're working with McDonald's, for example. The people are like, get Fred, the producer, like, get Fred, he has to do that. You have to do this job for me because it makes the people feel more secure to have a person.
Experience, older.
Rather than you can get someone who's, you know, like 30 and doing it, but then they're like, who's that? Who's this kid? You know?
Right.
Whereas me, I just like fold my arms.
It's me, Fred.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's why I just like fold my arms, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it varies, I think it's industry related probably
but I know a lot of, and maybe it's also different for women because a lot of my contemporaries who were in similar fields have been out of work for a while and they can't get back into the same industry. And we all think it's age related. Just say it's age related.
I feel like in the United States, I'm from Panama, so I feel like in the US, people take care of more of older folks than in foreign countries. Because if you wanted to get a job when you're 40, forget about it. Getting a job at 40 years old in Panama is not happening.
Really?
It is not happening. They're going to think, the insurance is going to be higher. We have to give them more of a 401k. Like, they feel like it's so much more pressure dealing with an older person than a younger person. If she hurts herself at work, who gives a shit? I don't care.
That's so weird. I would think in foreign countries it would be different because I feel like in foreign countries they, like, respect the elders more. So you would think they would take care of them more.
It's so sad. Like, you see a lot, and I guess because it's not America, so how people view it is completely different.
Yeah.
But like even my father, like my dad was telling me, like my dad is 55 and he's like, if I ever lose a job, I won't be able to get another job.
That's
like
crazy.
That's impossible. And I was like, you can go to Walmart at 55 and try to get a job.
And you get it.
I know. It's like if I want to go to work, I'm probably going to have to go to Trader Joe's. I will never get a job as a volunteer director or a volunteer manager. Maybe as a director, but those are kind of cream of the crop jobs. They don't come up that often, and now I've been out of that industry for a while. I know I went into consulting because I couldn't get a full-time job. So I just started consulting and doing that for a number of years. And that was when I was in my 50s.
Wow. That's interesting. I'm curious. Friend, you're married, right?
Yes.
Yes. So I was gonna ask about like the dating when it comes to that.
I'd be scared to death.
Yeah.
You should. I think so. Yeah.
If you, let's say, like, do you think because let's say you're happily married with your husband, but if you wasn't with your husband, do you think it would be a hardship for you to, like, start dating or like find someone? Is there a dating app for like older folks?
There are. Yeah. There are dating apps.
There's dating app for everything.
Do you know the names of some of them? Because some of them are really kind
Silver
of.
Silver Singles or something.
Yeah.
Like
that. They're so insulting.
Silver
Linings. I've never done that. Was it Frankie and Gracie, that TV show?
Oh, the show?
Where she did it, where Jane Fonda's character
Jane
went
Fonda,
on
that
app.
Woman is timeless.
Yes.
Jane Fonda is timeless.
But, I don't know. I think it would, you know a little bit of my history. It would be scary for me.
Yeah.
But I think that's more for me as a person, not because
of
my age.
Not because of your age.
Look, there's old single people. We're old. There's older single people. There's younger single people.
There's people that find people later on. People are like in their 70s, 80s, and remarried.
My mom was 93 and her boyfriend was 97.
Wow. That's so she likes them older.
And they met in their late 80s. So,
Awesome.
He was there with her.
Really? Oh my goodness.
How about you, Fred? What do you view like?
You are single.
He's single, ready to mingle, y'all.
Single, ready to mingle, guys.
So, you got
to ask. Guys.
Big lies.
Do you find it hard to date now that you're like older?
Kind of. Like, you don't. I don't. I'm not really in the thing of dating right now.
Yeah.
You know, like in the place of it, in the frame of it, you know. Mm. So like when I got I got separated, I met a girl and I got into another relationship that was like
immediately.
Like couple of, like, maybe 6 months or something.
And she was a lot younger, or she was around the same age
as me.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah. So, but for now that you're not online
dating or anything.
But do you find it hard to, like, connect with someone who's younger or older, based on who you are as a person, like, on your age?
No.
No?
Like, you feel like you can connect everywhere?
Like, I'm not, to be honest, what happens to me a lot is younger girls hit on me, and I'm like, no, oh. I'm like, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. It happens.
I believe you.
I'm like, this is not.
I was like,
this,
no, please.
It's not really my. It's not. I'm not like looking to date someone who's like, you know, 25 or whatever. That would be my, you know.
So you want to date someone that's closer to your age?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys. Both, I consider both of you guys my friend, and mm-hmm. I don't believe in ageism at all. So mm-hmm. like we throw parties. She doesn't either. We throw parties. We invite everyone. Yeah. I hang out with all you guys, and mm-hmm. I say, oh, my friend, nothing more, nothing less. So do you guys hang out with people our age too? And do you see us as equals as well, or like?
I'm going out to dinner next week with a young woman who's 31.
Yeah, gotcha,
bam,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Just like and also to you guys. Whatever younger is a lot different than us. Because to us, like, 40 is, like, older.
Right.
And versus, like, if you hang out with 40-year-old, that's not, like...
That much younger.
That much younger.
But I think there's also a difference for younger, even with you. Because you're not going to... I don't think you're going to enjoy going out to dinner with a 15-year-old.
No, absolutely not.
No.
We're in our late 20s now.
So.
I was at the train station the other day, and there was these kids, and they were just getting off of school with backpacks, and they were so annoying. And I was like, God damn. And I was like, oh my God, I'm becoming that adult. That is, like, annoying my kids.
Yeah.
Have that ever happened to you, being at the club, and you're like, the music is too loud in here?
Yeah, I want
to
go home immediately.
I'm like, what? Yes, what's happening? I'm like, damn, it's loud in here. I'm
that
like,
is literally, club. Bam. Yeah. It's like if Cupid was but like with the age you're getting older, you're getting wiser.
So
I take my earplugs to concerts now.
No, you don't.
I do.
Fred, don't say that out loud.
Well, but I also like to sit up front, so I'm right.
Oh,
the
bam! Top. So your hair's like blowing.
Save the ears a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
So we reached out to a few people on our Instagram, on our Facebook, and we asked them what's the one thing that they fear about aging on our Instagram. And I want to know what you guys think about some of these answers. So the question was, what do you guys fear the most about aging? And people wrote wrinkles, being weak, arthritis, spider veins. We got a lot of Alzheimer's. A lot of people were thinking about dementia and losing memory. That was like a thing that kept popping up.
I'm definitely getting that.
Three people.
It happens.
Dude, I'm getting it. It does. I don't want to.
Yeah, where's my glasses?
Yeah.
Suffering from bad hair. My skin and my tata sagging.
Tatas means breast in Spanish.
Losing my parents. Longevity.
Yeah, that's sad.
Bad knees, lower back.
Yeah.
Not having enough money.
You said lower back, bad knees.
Yeah.
We have that now.
Problems now. Erectile dysfunction was a common answer.
Fred, you want to speak about that?
Yeah, there's a pill you can buy. Just get it, you know. It's pretty simple.
You see, there's a solution for everything.
Yeah.
Right?
That is true. Not being able to move, being fragile, looking at my old ass wife, eating Cheerios with no sugar for fun.
Do you guys eat Cheerios?
I don't get the Cheerio thing. What am I missing?
Because apparently there's a Cheerio that like helps you with cholesterol.
Ah!
So it's like low in sugar.
I'm Lucky Charms. I'm Lucky Charms.
You know how like they have like cornflakes and then they have like Frosted Flakes? Yeah. Frosted Flakes are for the youth. Cornflakes are for the elder.
I was never into sugar. So.
No. Finally, I was born old.
Cornflakes. This person wrote... I fear aging and not have fulfilled all the things that I wanted to do in life.
No.
Aww.
And you don't know.
Oh, there's still a lot. I mean, you can either say my dreams are going to stop and I'm going to put everything in. But God, it's a big freaking world.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Even so, when you accomplish one dream, you can have another one.
Yes.
Another goal.
Yes.
Right. Another goal.
Yeah.
You can have that attitude at like 35,
yeah.
30.
Yeah.
Whatever. Be like, I'm not doing what I want.
I
have it on a bad day.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been there where what's left for me.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's like, wait a minute, I want to go to Africa. I want to
do
this thing. I met this woman today who has like the coolest freaking job. not that I'll ever get there, but she reads body language and and is one of those people that like breaks down on TV when you see a famous person. She's like, oh, well, the smile is this way. And that's so cool. Like, I want to learn more about
that. There's so many things. And even though I was telling Sudi, I consider both of you guys like pretty successful. And yeah, Fred's an amazing actress and Fred is wonderful. His film that he worked on won an Oscar, shameless plug. What's the name of it?
Neighbor's Window.
The Neighbor's Window, check it out, please.
And I'm in the presence of greatness. You two ladies don't underestimate how powerful and wonderful you both are.
Oh, it's the energy. Energy's like, I think energy doesn't discriminate age.
It doesn't.
I love that.
Yeah.
This was one of my favorite answers was, my grandmother said to me once that she doesn't mind dying. It's her old age that she minds. It seems to me that as we age, chronic pain and illness become more prevalent. So that's why I fear most. Chronic illness, terrible discomfort, and cruelly crying in a hospital bed. So I like that his grandmother was saying about age, about death. Do you guys ever think about it? Like the older you get, you're like, oh shit, I'm getting close to the age where, for example, my stepdad is 86. My mom is 55. And his friends, at least four of his friends die for a year.
Yeah.
And that, I remember looking at him and he's like, oh man, he would just be like, another friend of mine died. I'm like, what happened? He was like, he was sick. He was ill. He was, it's never like someone murdered them or it was just being sick. Sick. Do you guys ever think about that, the older you get?
Yes, and I kind of plan my future around that a little bit.
Yeah.
I took that into consideration. My husband and I recently, you know, because one of the things that you do have to look at some point is where am I going to retire?
Right.
How am I going to financially be able to afford to do this?
Yes.
So
my anxiety's kicking in so bad.
No,
because I to be honest, I hate the topic of death, but I want to get more comfortable with it. So I'm like low key freaking out, but I want to be honest with you guys.
But what my mom lived in a retirement community in Florida, and I was with my mom every other week the last year of her life. Mm-hmm. And I was with her when she passed. But one of the things that bothered her the most was exactly what you were just saying. She was in a retirement community surrounded by people that were dying. And then the new wave that came in wanted nothing to do with her because she was the really old person. And I said to my husband, when we go forward to where we look to where we're going to retire, it's not going to be in a retirement community.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to buy a house in a community with people
yes.
of all ages
yeah.
where we meet people of all
ages.
Even
if you just put a plant in the room, it helps older
plant,
people. A plant helps. You know,
yeah.
helps
with the oxygen, yeah.
No. Just helps them to have a living thing that they have to take care of. They would bring the like
bring water over, like an activity.
And it's something that, exactly. So it's something you look at, you notice it, you see how it is. They did this thing where they were bringing dogs to visit. You know?
I worked at a nursing home for 3 months, and we will bring little kids from like middle school to come into the nursing home to like hang out and interact with the older guys. And it was like, for some of them, was like the first visit they had in years.
Yeah.
And it was so sad because you think these people have families and they have loved ones.
Don't.
And it was so sad. Like, you would go in their rooms and they have pictures of their families. And you were like, when was the last time your son or daughter came to visit you? And it was like, oh, last year or last Christmas or two Christmases.
I don't know how
that because you get, people just
know.
Get on that thing and you're like,
it.
It's, you know, you, it's, you get on a schedule and you're like, oh, let's go see that.
And then it becomes like a burden. Like,
yeah,
my mom became like a
home
health aide. And she was taking care of this older lady named Fern. Fern's still out there. Fern, what's up? And all her family is in like in LA. And they never visit. So she latched on to my mom. And then to me. And on my birthday, Fern calls me. Fern writes to me.
Oh.
Yeah. My mom tells me every Christmas, every holiday, reach out to Fern because Fern is at the hospital bed. No one's there with her. So my mom, she calls my mom her mom, even though I think she might be older than my mom. But it's just like someone there to care.
Yeah.
I can't possibly imagine having my parents in a nursing home and not like seeing them.
Yeah.
It wasn't my grandma died at 96. May she rest in peace. And my dad would visit like every single day. Before that she lived with my dad and us. Then she lived with like my aunt or my uncle until the point that she would leave in the morning and she fell one time and the cops in our town said, hey, listen, she's getting older. We see her. So if she, if something happens to her, like if she fall in a car, it's gonna be my dad's fault. He's the last person to sign. He's the last person to decide, like, because he did not want to like let her be in the nursing home until they had to, like, then so, but then literally after she went in the nursing home, she declined.
Fast.
Oh, man.
She was ready to walk, and she her mind.
There's a really great book. It's called Being Mortal. It's about like how you die.
My mom, thank goodness, was home. She was able to stay in her apartment, her condo.
That's amazing.
We had to get, because my sister, it was too far away.
Yeah.
My brother was in California. I was in New York, and I was really the predominant caretaker for her. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, I was constantly going down. And but we had to get, and thank goodness she was, you know, she had the money to do this. And the insurance plan where she could get, you know, aides in 24/7 because she couldn't be left alone.
Yeah.
It was a very slow decline for her, though, with my mom. She was sick for a while.
Yeah.
But I think had she been in a nursing home, it would have just...
It worse.
It sucks the lifeblood out of
her. Right.
So
there's nothing left to hope for.
So my mom did the same thing. She died at my sister's house with, like... My brother moved back from California to, like, everyone took turns taking care of her or whatever. But she had fell and twisted her leg, so she couldn't stand, you know? So they had to put her in rehab and put her in a nursing home for, like, maybe 6 months. And she just was really miserable. It was horrible.
Oh, no.
In fact, she had her 90th birthday there.
Yeah.
Like, and here's a good story. She's kind of going out of it, like, not knowing, really. She's going, when do I go home? When do I go home? Like laying in bed, right? And I'm actually laying in bed with her, and then they had a party for her, and she's kind of out of it, and we wheel her into the place, and all of a sudden she saw all these people, and her mind turned back on.
Wow. Like, human lead company.
It was like
interaction of other humans.
It was seriously like all she was wanted to do is go, like, when she'd be, every time we'd go visit her, she'd like, let's go get cheeseburgers. And she wanted to break out of the nursing home. Let's go get cheeseburgers.
They'll never notice us
coming. And she was really cute because she would actually, like, she had a, you know, there was like a curtain and she shared the room with someone else. And I think her name was Ellen or something. So she'd be like, oh, Ellen, we're going to get you a cheeseburger.
Ellen.
Yeah.
She's awesome, man. Your mom tells us. You always tell a story about, like,
her mom. Yeah, his mom.
Yeah. But, okay, so the one question I want to ask, what advice would you give your younger self? Now that you've seen it all, done it all.
My younger self.
Your younger self.
Don't be so goddamn afraid.
Ooh. Yeah,
just do it.
In the words of Shia LaBeouf and Fran Kravitz.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid.
Overcome that fear. Don't be stupid. Don't do stupid things. Yeah. But if there's something in your heart that you want to do, do it. Just do it.
Right? Just like Michael Warner says,
fuck it.
Our professor always says that. Before any performance, he's fuck it. Say fuck it. Scream it out loud. Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah.
What about you, friend? What would be your advice?
So I'll be more philosophical with it. So you know, there's Friedrich Nietzsche has this thing called the eternal return of the same.
I could have gotten philosophical.
It's a fun podcast, Brett.
Well, theory of justice and all that. Fuck it!
Sorry.
It's called the eternal return of the same. And the story is, if you wake up and you see a spider on your wall, and the spider spoke to you and said, you must relive your life exactly as you lived it, every breath, every moment, every step, would you think that spider was a god, or would you think it was the devil? And if you think it's the devil, you should change your life.
Ooh.
I would just so kill the fucking someplace.
Spider. So I was saying, my advice would be, don't be afraid to change yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, don't be afraid to change yourself.
Yeah.
Like at any moment, any time. Because some people get stuck in their ways, like, oh, that's just how I am. Right.
Or for example, this is what I do. Like, I this is my job. This is what I do. And next thing you know, you're like, you have this career. And you're like, now I'm doing this.
Like, kind of interconnects what Fran's saying. Yeah. Like, people sometimes get so comfortable in their zone that they, but, and they always want to do something more, but they think it's like not realistic or something.
Yeah.
So, like, do it. Try it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. And if you are comfortable in your zone and you don't want to do anything else, don't Yeah. Let anybody tell you that that's wrong either.
Right, yeah.
Just do what you want.
Good spider, bad spider.
Yeah. I kind of want to ask Sudi now, surprise question, the same thing. What would you do, like, up to this age?
What would you tell your older self?
My older
self? I love that.
I cannot wait. So yesterday I was talking to one of my friends, and my friend was telling me about this promotion that he has gotten at his job, right? And the title that he has now. And I was like, dude, because I met him when we were 14. And I was like, remember when we used to sit and talk about, like, what we're going to be doing when we're, like, 28, 29? And I'm like, this is the title that you wanted to have, and now you have it. Like, you are there. You are literally living the moment that you thought about when you were younger. So me thinking about my older self, I always just, what I would say to myself is just, did you do everything that you say you wanted to do, but without fear? Because I think I'm a fearful person, that I don't take a lot of risks. So when you say that, I was like, just do it. It's like, did you do all the things that you said you were going to do without fear?
What are
you
trying to say? I don't think you have to do them without fear.
Fear
is okay. Fear is a
motive. But fear can
be... For me, but that's the thing. Fear stops me from doing things, you know? Yeah. So it's like, I have to talk to my older self and be like, did you do those things with no fear? Just be fearless. That's what I want to be. I want to be fearless and just do things. That's it. What about you? What would you say?
To my older self?
Yeah, to your older self.
I don't even understand the question. Because if I tell my older self, that's... Because I imagine myself already winning an Oscar.
That's right, girl.
I just feel like it's really hard for my young self to tell my older self something, because I feel I feel like when I'm older, all my insecurities and all my fear and everything will be gone. I feel like I'm going to be where I'm at.
So you want to tell your older self just not be insecure?
No, I feel like I can't say anything to my older self. Does that make sense? Because I feel like my older self is already going to be secure and successful and not have fear. And you know what I'm saying? So to my future self, congrats on the Oscar. I hope that you are in a beautiful, loving, caring friendship family. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I can't think of anything.
I'm sure, and next time she will. She's gonna be like, oh my God, that's what I should have told my older self.
I guess to just enjoy being the age that you're at, being present. Just
be present.
If you're older, it doesn't matter if you have spider webs. Spider
veins.
Spider veins. Spider webs is weird a little bit. Yeah. Or wrinkles or whatever, to embrace the age you are, because you are beautiful, and that's it, inside and out.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you guys for coming.
Thank you.
Shout out to Daryl. What's up, Daryl?
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys so much. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.